Chaplet of Divine Mercy, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On page 13, we'll complete this. Oh, if it could be seen from earth, they would see that God carries Luisa in his arms, and the Sovereign Queen nourishes Luisa with the choice food of the divine will. And the angels and the saints form a cottage around Luisa. The heavens extend over Luisa to cover her and protect her. And woe to those who touch her. Okay, so here, our God wants us to see, who is this Luisa? Okay, this is what God says, that God carries Luisa in his arms. Our Lady nourishes Luisa with the food of the divine will. The angels and saints form a circle around Luisa. The heavens extend Luisa and cover Luisa and protect Luisa. And woe to any soul who tries to harm Luisa. And that's one of the things that we have to understand. Luisa is greatly loved by Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, by our Blessed Mother, by the angels and saints. Even creation loves Luisa. We have to be very careful when I know some people that do not like Luisa, and it's not going to go well for them. I don't care how holy they think they are. You don't. Jesus says, woe to those who harm her, try to touch her. The sun fixes his gaze on Luisa with its light and kisses Luisa with its heat. And the wind caresses Luisa. There's not one thing created by us, Triune God, that does not offer itself to perform its office around Luisa. My most holy divine will moves everything around Luisa, so that everyone and everything may serve Luisa and love Luisa. Therefore, Luisa, who lives in the divine will, gives everyone something to do, and all feel the happiness of being able to extend their field of action inside and outside of this fortunate soul, Luisa Picaretta. Oh, if all souls could comprehend what it means to live in the my most holy divine will, oh, how everyone would aspire and compete to make it to make in it their celestial dwelling. And then the part that's missing there is through Luisa. So again, I love the saints, but who is this Luisa Picaretta that Jesus says this paragraph? Who is she? And then how fortunate the soul is who links themselves to Luisa. See, God is going to bring about the new heavens and the earth. That's a fact. He's going to bring this about. And he's going to do this through Luisa Picaretta. So this is why the relics of Luisa are very, very powerful. And when the church says yes to Luisa, watch the miracles that will happen through the relics of Luisa. Use the relics of Luisa. Plead with God through the relics of Luisa. And I'm pretty sure you will see great miracles happening all around you. Even if you have a headache, put the relic of Luisa at your head and say, Luisa, come. You know, if this is what Jesus wants, fiat. If this is not what Jesus wants, let it be gone. Anything. See, God wants you in communion with her. Why? Because she's in communion with the Triune God. She's in communion with Jesus and Mary. And God wants this communion with us, this perennial communion with us. So the more that you pray to Luisa, I think the more you will be astonished by her. Because look at this paragraph. Does Jesus say this about any saint? I don't think so. I mean, each saint has a virtue or two of Jesus and Mary. But this, what he says here, is completely astonishing. Then I was feeling more than ever all abandoned in the immensity of the light of the divine volition, and I could see and feel my sweet Jesus inside, all attention over the littleness of my poor soul. And Jesus would take care of everything. He wanted to give me everything, to do everything, in such a way that it appeared how, with the touch of his fingers, he formed my heartbeat, animated the breath, the motion, and kept the thoughts, the words, and everything in order, but with such love and tenderness as to be enrapturing. So here she has this ecstasy again in God dwelling in her. And that's what God wants to share with us through her. He doesn't want you to be alone anymore. He wants you to allow God to reign in you to such an extent that he reigned in Luisa, to enrapture you, to give you this ecstasy. in your thoughts, in your words, in your deeds. God wants to dwell in you. This is what the mystical marriage begins. This is what the marriage of the cross begins. And this is what finally what the grand wedding is all about. So God wants us to begin this life and not just to be as the saints. The great saints possess the mystical marriage, period. Okay, with Louisa, it's the marriage of the cross through sufferings, especially of the human will, and now the grand wedding, which has begun because of Louisa. So we are getting much, much more than the saints could ever have imagined. And what it is to begin to live this union with God, this unity with God. And blessing Jesus, seeing me surprised, told me, my little daughter Louisa, do not be surprised by my many attentions and loving tendernesses that I do inside and outside of you, Louisa. You, Louisa, must know that the soul in whom my divine will reigns, I, Jesus, serve myself. Therefore, for the decorum of my divinity and sanctity, I, Jesus, lend my own acts as if they were for my own life. And so I, Jesus, place the intensity of my love, the order of my thoughts, the sanctity of my words. And in seeing the docility of Louisa, offering herself as a daughter to receive the offices of her father, his loving tenderness, the life of the father in his daughter, oh, how happy and honored I feel to serve Louisa. So again, it's to crucify your human will to the cross so that Jesus' holy divine will is reigning in you. And then Jesus says, who he's serving is himself in us, if we're linked to Louisa. More so, since I, Jesus, serve myself and my daughter, Louisa, one who serves oneself is not servitude, but it is an honor, a glory. It is to know how to preserve oneself in the dignity and the sanctity, in the order of one's own state, without descending down below. So a king who waits on himself, he's not a servant. So the king is waiting on Louisa, and he's not a servant. He's giving the glory to himself in Louisa. Servitude begins when one serves other people. But to serve oneself is to maintain the heights of one's own state. Besides, there where my divine will reigns is my interest that everything that the creature does be acts worthy of it, that they may be a birth for my own acts. So Jesus is breathing. Jesus' heart is beating in Louisa. Jesus is gazing in Louisa's gaze. Everything is a birth. It's a new abundant life in what Louisa is doing. It's God in God's image and likeness. Louisa is doing what God does. Otherwise, it would be unseemly to my most holy divine will, as well as to the human acts. Therefore, I, Jesus, offer myself to do everything so as to serve my own human will. In addition to this, while I, Louisa, continued my abandonment in the arms of Jesus, he added, blessed daughter Louisa, my humanity so loved the human family that I, Jesus, carried it, and my humanity still carries it inside my most sacred heart, clasped in my arms. And in each pain, work, prayer that I, Jesus, did were like new bonds of union between me and them. And so the whole of my being and everything I, Jesus, did and ran, like a mighty torrent toward each creature, and melting into love, to love it, constitute itself bond of union, bonds of love, bonds of sanctity, bonds of defense, that forming in arcade voices of penetrating, passionate, delirious love, to say to each one of them, I, Jesus, love you, my children. I, Jesus, love you very much, and I, Jesus, want to be loved. So, in everything that is out there, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, it is, I love you, and Jesus says, and I want to be loved. In every drop of sweat, blood, and tears that Jesus and Mary went through, he says, I love you with this, and I want to be loved. And now with sanctification, with this Holy Spirit, he's saying, I want you to begin to live in this abundant life. And this is why our Lord is offering it to us, because he can't find anybody else that wants it. Many, many people have heard of the divine will, and most have left. It's a nice idea, but I've got other things I want to do. God says, fine. Our job is to I want to love you the way you want to be loved. I give my fiat. I want to be linked to Louisa so I can love you in the holy divine will. So again, this is a conscious choice on our part to do this. Otherwise, the holy things, see, the devil would rather have you do holy things, good things, saintly things, than the divine will, because the divine will puts him out of business. The divine will puts him back into hell. And that's what Jesus says in volume 15. You, Louisa, will crush his head, and he will be so scared of you that he will flee to the bottom part of hell to be out of your sight, to be away from you. And he says, Jesus says, and all the souls linked to you. So if you're having trouble with the evil one, get closer and closer to Louisa. How? By reading, by studying, by putting this into practice. The devil will flee from you. He can't stay near you. Because he knows what Louisa is going to do. He knows that his kingdom's kaput once Louisa is made venerable. My humanity reordered and established the true union between creator and creature and bound them all among themselves like members united to the head. And I, Jesus myself, constituted myself head of the whole human family. Therefore, virtue possesses of its own the binding force to bind oneself to God. Not only this, but to bind oneself to the creatures in such a way that for one who exercises patience, her patience is bound then to all those who have patience and disposes others to have patience. In the same way, those who are obedient, humble, charitable, form the different categories of my church. What to tell you then of the most extensive bonds that one Louisa who does and lives in my whole divine will forms? So if this is done, if the saints have caused this for people to have virtues, what does the Holy One Divine Will do? Since Louisa is present both in heaven and on earth, Louisa establishes her bonds everywhere. And Louisa's acts, her acts that she binds heaven and earth and calls everyone to live of divine will. So it's not virtues that Louisa is giving, but it binds heaven and earth to the divine will. It causes everyone to live in the divine will. Louisa is going to bring, because of Louisa Picaretta, God is going to renew the face of the earth. He's going to redo the face of the earth because of Louisa Picaretta. Now the church doesn't even know Louisa yet. We know her. So what is our job? Our job is to link ourselves with her so that the kingdom can be established on earth in us as it is in heaven. You don't push this on your family. You don't push this on your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. You begin to live it. How do you live it? By reading, by studying, by putting this into practice. You know, if you have a Kindle, if you have an iPad, an iPhone, what you can do is it will read to you. This is the wonderful thing. It will read to you. If you're tired and you just want to turn it on, it reads to you. How beautiful that is. Again, God is making it easy for us. And he's just saying, come to me and I'll take care of it. Volume 36, 5:17-38. After this, my Jesus continued, my daughter Louisa, every day the sun gives light, heat, sweetness, fragrances, color, fecundity, and different flavors. And with this, it embellishes the earth. Just by touching it with its light and molding with its heat, it fundicates the plants and the whole of nature. It sweetens the fruits and gives a variety of colors and fragrances to flowers, forming a sweet enchantment for the human generations. The same thing happens now with my most holy divine will, that immensely exceeding the sowing of the sun, sows divine light, sows divine light, sows varieties of divine beauty, sows varieties of divine sanctity in Louisa, who lives in it. It gives to each seed a divine fecundity. Oh, how beautiful it is to see this embellished creature, Louisa, fundicated by our divine sowing. How special Louisa is, forming the enchantment of our divine pupils. Now, my daughter Louisa, in order to receive the sowing of the sun, the earth, the flowers, and the plants must let themselves be touched by its light and heat. Otherwise, the sun would remain at the height of its sphere, not being able to sow in the earth. The earth would remain sterile without the fecundity and beauty, since union and agreement from both sides are needed to give and receive any good. Without these, one cannot give and the other cannot receive. In the same way, in order for the soul to receive the sowing of my most holy divine will, the soul, Louisa, and those linked to Louisa, has to live in the divine will. Okay, so Jesus is saying, what's coming? I mean, the whole renovation of the face of the earth. What's coming, the Lucifer and going into the pit of hell, what's coming, Jesus says, has to be with the souls living in the divine will. It's those, Luisa and those linked to Luisa. Being always united with a perfect agreement. Luisa must let herself be molded in order to receive a divine, a new fecunda life. Otherwise, as with the sun, my divine will does not sow, and the creatures remain sterile without beauty in the darkness of her human will. So that's why St. Padre Pio said that Luisa is a new sun that's giving light and life to the church and to the world. Again, as the sun goes down at 6 p.m., a new sun has begun. Luisa, there will be no more darkness. Why? Because sanctification is being given to the earth. We are ending this time and space that we're in, and we're going to enter into eternity. We're going to going back to where Adam was before the fall, to live an abundant life, a preternatural life, a life that God breathed into dirt, dust, and now he wants to breathe this life in us again through Luisa. And again, this grand marriage that God is calling us to is again we haven't even begun to celebrate this great feast that God wants for his people. Again, we've gotten the invitation, we've gotten the proposal, and the Lord is coming back to take us with him, and all we have to say is fiat, let it be done as you say. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity. Fiat, no more sin. And when this wedding begins, there will be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more sin, no more death. We begin to live a life that God had planned from the beginning of time. And if you die a mere 100 years old, Scripture says it would be thought you were cursed. God wants us, a day is going to be like 1,000 years. We're going to enter into that day of the Lord. And Jesus is offering this to us. But you can say no to it. He will not interfere with your freedom. If your freedom says no, God says fine. If you want this, then you have to prove to Jesus that you want this. Again, how to prove it is by reading, studying, and putting it into practice. This is why I, Jesus, want the souls to live in my most holy divine will, to get out of this darkness. Be fruitful and multiply. He says, if it's not so, the creature remains sterile without divine beauty in the darkness of her human will. This is why I, Jesus, want the creature to live in my most holy divine will. Furthermore, I, Jesus, myself become the farmer who in charge of the sowing. I, Jesus, make sure it doesn't get wasted in order to produce the most various beauties. And then he added, with a more loving tenderness, my good daughter, Luisa, my love wants to be tied more and more to you, Luisa. And again, that's the soul's link to Luisa. And the more truths it manifests regarding my most holy divine will that I give to you, Luisa, that we are reading, the more bonds I, Jesus, put between God and herself. So he's binding us to the Lord so that we will never be separated. Okay, so the more truths that you read, the more you are living in the divine will. Okay, now, no one lives in the fullness of it. But we have to prove to Jesus that this is what we want more than anything. And so when you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and Jesus says every day, what do you want? You say, I want to live in the divine will. I want to be linked to Luisa. I want to possess everything that Luisa possesses. I want to know everything that you taught Luisa. I want to put it into practice. I want to truly live the life that you breathe into Luisa. I want to breathe this life as you breathe into Luisa. You're going to have to prove this to Jesus. I can't do it for you. But you have to spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and you have to really make sure that you're talking to Jesus. You're in communion with Jesus. He's talking to you, and you're talking to him. In manifesting the truth, my love is preparing the marriage between God and the soul. So manifesting the truths of the divine will, these 36 volumes, God is preparing the wedding feast. And as you read this, you are saying yes to the marriage. The more love manifests, the more pomp and magnificence this marriage will have. So the more of the truths that we know, that we love these truths, the more God is going to make this marriage magnificent. Would you like to know what happens then? My truths will be like the dowry needed in order to marry God and to get to know the God who lowers himself and even ties himself only for love in the bond of marriage to the soul. My truths touch the soul over and over. They mold the soul to new life. They return the soul to the beauty of our image and resemblance from the time the soul was created, to impress upon the soul their kiss of inseparable union. This is what he did with Louisa and what he wants to do with us. He wants to marry us. That's how we started it. Why did God come to earth? To find a wife. God wanted, he created Adam, and he said it's not good for man to be alone. So he gave him a temporary wife. And now since Jesus died on the cross and the bride of Christ came out of his side, now he wants to marry his bride. And this only can be done through sanctification. And who is the one that brings this? It is Louisa. This is, again, what the charismatics are praying for, the spirit of the Holy Spirit. The charismatics, the Pentecostals, are praying for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this is the spirit of Louisa. Again, the Lord, for some strange and unknown reason, has asked us to read this, to be part of it. And our response has to be yes for everyone, because nobody else wants this. Jesus wants us to have it, but nobody else wants it. Just one of our truths can make the sea of prodigies and of divine creations in the soul who has the goodness to listen to it or to read it. One truth can make seas, oceans of prodigies, oceans of divine creations in the soul who has the goodness to read it, to listen to it. One truth can turn a perverted world into a good, holy one. That's our job. Because the divine will is one of our divine lives exposed for the good of all. It is the new sun that we, Triune God, raise in created intellects. A sun that will let itself be known through its light, its heat, and turning into light, and turning into heat, whoever wants to listen, whoever wants to read. Therefore, hiding a truth that we, the Most Holy Trinity, give from our paternal womb with so much love is the greatest crime. Another way of reading it. Not reading a truth which we, the Triune God, from our paternal womb with so much love wants to give is the greatest crime. If you don't read it, this is a crime. If you have find other things to do, that it's a crime, Jesus says. It deprives the human generations of the greatest good. See, this is to change all of mankind. As you read it, it changes all of mankind. Further, Louisa, who lives in our most holy divine will, by marrying us, make a feast for all the saints. All of the saints participate in this divine wedding. And because of it, they have their own party in heaven and another party here on earth. So Jesus is showing us that what he has planned through Louisa is for our benefit. Again, it's a party in heaven and a party now on earth. Why? Because you're peaceful, joyful, and happy. You have no more worries, no more fears, no more anxieties, no more complaints, no more negativities, no more sin. Each act that the soul does in our most holy divine will is a feast, a table sumptuously decked out for the heavenly regions. In return, the saints give new gifts. They beseech the Lord to manifest more truths to Louisa and to us who are reading them, to broaden more and more the boundaries of the dowry that God gave to Louisa. So now we'll end with the consecration. If we can kneel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it, to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech you and implore your endless light, that I may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you, in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It would be my life, the center of my intelligence, the enrapture of my heart and of my whole being. In this heart, the human will no longer have life. I will banish it forever and form the new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it, I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. Here prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Celestial Mother, Sovereign Queen of the divine fiat, take me by the hand and enclothe me in the light of the divine will. You will be my guide, my tender mother. You will guard your child, will teach me to live and to maintain myself in the order and the bounds of the divine will. Celestial Sovereign, to your heart I entrust my whole being. I will be the tiny little child of the divine will. You will teach me the divine will, and I will be attentive in listening to you. You will lay a blue mantle over me, so that the infernal serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden, to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me, to form in me the life of the supreme will. Saint Joseph, you will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously and will never give it to me again, that I may be sure never to go out of the will of God. Guardian angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden may grow flourishing and be the call of the whole world into the will of God. Celestial court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always in the divine will. Amen. And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.